أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأوحى ربك إلى النحل أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون ثم كلي من كل الثمرات فاسلكي سبل ربك ذللا يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 68 and 69 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the next ni'mat of Allah, and Allah says, وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ, and your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inspires the bee, أَنِتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا, that it makes its homes in the mountains, وَمِنَ الشَّجَرَ, and from some trees, وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ, and that which man manufactures, which man builds. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in very unique ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this ni'mat, and that is in actual fact the ni'mat of the honey that you and I will derive benefit from all the time. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about this bee, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala inspires it to build its hives, hectagon in the way that it is built. It is all directed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We all know that Allah Rabbul Izzat has given the bee very different kinds of intellect from other non-human living creatures, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the bee a system where the queen bee will remain the leader. Others have their tasks, and everyone will fulfill their tasks. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala inspires it to build its homes, number one, in the mountains, in other words, in high places, so that that honey will remain unpolluted and it will be best for consumption for the humans. Number two, sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would inspire it to make its hives on trees. And number three is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires it that whatever man would erect, whatever man would construct on the top of all of it, but the whole message is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will guide it towards going to higher places so that it will remain unpolluted, uncontaminated. Thereafter, the second inspiration that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives it, thumma kuli min kulli thamarat. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says to it that eat, consume, in other words, suck from every different type of fruit. Fasluki subula rabbiki dhulula. And then you will go out, the bee will go out into different places, suck from the flowers, suck from the fruit of different trees, etc. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala once again would inspire it to take its root back to its home, to its hive. Now again, that is inspiration from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and guidance from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What happens in this process? يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُ, that from its stomach emanates, comes out. Allah Rabbul Izzat here uses the word drink, in other words, a liquid, مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُ, that will have different colors. Colors because of the bee eating, consuming, sucking from different types of fruit, different areas. Ulama wrote, the color will also be different according to the age of that bee. And then Allah says, فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ, and in it is shifa, is a cure for mankind. Now here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this ni'mat, and we can see in the various different ways. One is the delight of drinking of the honey, the other the properties of shifa and treatment and remedies and cures that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept in it. And we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that once a person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said to him that my brother is ill, he's got diarrhea. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him that tell your brother to take honey. Honey is something that is like a laxative and is going to increase the diarrhea. The brother took the honey the first day. The brother reported to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he hasn't been cured. Actually, it's worse. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him that Allah has spoken the truth. The stomach of your brother is lying. And in this way, three times, the person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam.